Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. The election is 1 week from today, and so this is a good time to call in to Bob Enyart Live. We've been involved in preparing people for this election on air 5 days a week for the past 17 years. We've been preparing people to what? What is the prerequisite for being able to weigh in a responsible way regarding public policy issues? You need to be an expert on right and wrong. That's what you need to be, an expert on right and wrong. And God has given us a conscience, and he's revealed himself to us in his word, the Bible. And so we should be experts on right and wrong, and then we'll be qualified to speak to public policy. Now, if you think about all the support for John McCain by Christian leaders, it's baffling, because he voted against the federal marriage amendment, that marriage would be between one man and one woman. He voted against that. He voted that down. And he's an unrepentant child killer. He funds and authorizes and defends the killing of unborn children. And he rejects the right to life of children and says the states should have the right to decide whether to kill Jews or blacks. Oh, does he say that? Oh, just babies. Just babies. Well, he's also a socialist. He took time out from his campaign. In fact, he put his campaign on hold for president so he could go back to Washington, D.C. and support a $700 billion socialism package, which is devastating. And at the time, we talked about it here on Bob Enyart Live and said, it's wrong for the federal government to provide corporate welfare to billion-dollar corporations, Wall Street, investment banks, insurance companies, and so on. And I pointed out that the early bailouts in this current cycle of bailouts that has gone, what, approaching $1 trillion, the Bear Stearns one was the first back in the fall, was it, early summer? And that was a $29 billion bailout. And what that guaranteed is that more bailouts would come, because when corporate managers or officials in charge of mismanagement, when they realize that if their companies are big enough and if they're irresponsible enough and they take enough risk, then the government will bail them out because there are socialists leading the government, like George W. Bush and the Republican Secretary of the Treasury, then that encourages them to be even more irresponsible and take greater risk. And so I mentioned, what, Chrysler and Amtrak. You got to go back a few years. Well, in the news now this week is GM, General Motors, has asked the U.S. government, the federal government, for a $10 billion rescue package to support a merger between General Motors and Chrysler. And if they get this, so it's, of course, consistent, right? The Republicans are in the White House and they run the Treasury Department. And so, and they're doling out taxpayer money by the hundreds of billions of dollars to private firms that are irresponsible and going out of business. Or, you know, either need a bailout or they're in a crisis or they need liquidity. So you think, wow, General Motors wants to get in on the deal. Well, the funny thing is they're already in on the deal, because the federal government has already approved, and this is separate from the current $700 billion socialism package that the Bush administration, with John McCain's help, pushed through Congress, and very few courageous representatives opposed it. But GM is already a beneficiary of a $25 billion program from our federal government to provide money to the auto industry for retooling. And so you get that? Now, these are low-interest loans. The federal government has already said that we're going to provide $10 billion of low-interest loans to General Motors and Chrysler and so on for retooling. Is that the role of the federal government? Well, if you're a socialist, you think, yes, that's the role of the federal government. And if now General Motors succeeds in asking the Bush administration, and by the way, the U.S. Treasury Department under this Republican administration, this is a Republican operation here, they are considering this request for direct aid to General Motors and Chrysler. They're considering it, and they're expected soon to go public with their opinion whether this should happen or not. And what would happen is that the federal government would end up owning a chunk of GM, very possibly. Isn't that just great? All right. Well, yesterday we were transferring an old Bob and Yurt Live TV show, creating the BEL Televised Classics. And from a program 12 years ago, it was just before Halloween. 12 years ago, we got a phone call from California, Temecula, California, and it was from someone named Wayne. And so, it's really neat. On the phone right now, we have Wayne from Temecula, California. Wayne, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, buddy?
It's great to hear your voice again. Wayne, I don't know if you remember that call from 12 years ago. We talked about the public schools being godless and people raising and educating their children in a godly way instead of through godless public schools. Do you recall that call?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I do recall the call.
All right.
With the amount of times I call into shows, you know, it's always remember those. We actually, how long have we been homeschooling now? 95, 2008, what, 13 years now.
Wow, so. Congratulations. So you called into this show 1 year after you started.
Right.
And it's an honor to have you call back in, Wayne. So what's up?
Well, hey, presidential election's up.
Yeah, that's right. 1 week from today.
And I'm looking at Yahoo right now, and it says McCain poll averages projected electoral votes 156. Obama projected electoral votes 355.
Now, you know, there has been, over the last decades, a bias in the polls in favor of the Democrats. So we take that into account, right?
But absolutely.
But it certainly looks like Obama is going to be the next president. And if that happens, one of the groups we have to blame are the conservative Christian leaders who've been teaching Christians to compromise on matters like do not murder. And they teach us to support Republican candidates who advocate do not murder. So the Republican Party knows that they'll get the bulk of the support of the James Dobsons and National Right to Life and Jay Sekulow and Don Wildman. So increasingly, they give us liberal candidates.
Right. It kind of works the same way as the liberal media always messing with the polls, don't it? They favor the Democrats, and then so what they do, in my opinion, Bob, is they pit. Don't they kind of pit one against the other, and make it into an American battle instead of looking at the
issues of right and wrong?
Right.
Well, yeah, you know, I believe that democracy is one of the most divisive of all forms of government.
I think somebody else said that, too. I think it was like Jefferson or Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that could be. You know, a Thanksgiving dinner can erupt into hostility because of partisan politics.
Yeah.
And it sets brother against brother, father against son, and neighbor against neighbor, coworker against coworker, and you put up lawn signs, and you end up you know, hating each other secretly, your neighbors.
Right.
And it's just an ultimately divisive form of government. And Jesus warned us that the majority is not righteous. He said, wide is the road that leads to destruction, and narrow is the way, the path to everlasting life.
Right.
And so if we have a form of government where the majority get to vote on laws and get to vote on leaders, eventually we decriminalize murder, adultery, and stealing, and we have an immoral, bloodthirsty, and socialist society, and that's what we have.
Right. So what do you think about that mindset, Bob, about the, okay, we have the righteous right and the McCain crowd who believe that he's the lesser of two evils. What do you think about that type of voting mindset?
Well, in California, where you're calling from, Wayne, there's America's Independent Party. They're also on the ballot in Colorado, Florida, and elsewhere. And they, Alan Keyes is on the ballot in California. I, of course, have told my audience many times that I support Alan Keyes. In fact, Joe the Plumber mentioned he's unhappy with McCain and Obama. And he brought up Alan Keyes and said Alan Keyes could fix this country in 2 years. But
yeah.
But the more correct a person is, I think the more likely that the majority will oppose him. It
right.
seems to me.
Yeah, I agree with you there. We have two people put in place here that the mindset is only a Democrat or only a Republican can win the election, period.
Yeah.
It's not going to be anybody else. And I don't know if we're past the point of no return on that or not.
Well, we did interviews, some of my friends and I, at Sunday night with European editors, 14 of them. And some of these articles have been appearing in Europe in the last 2 days, and they're in other languages, so it's hard to read. But
right.
they're pointing out that these fundamentalist Christians in Colorado say that rights don't come from man, rights come from God. And to them, that is just a completely absurd proposition. They think that rights come from the majority, and we pointed out to them that the majority said you could own blacks, or you could kill Jews, or even you could own women. Women are property. You know, that's been a historic view. And so the majority is often wrong. And our rights don't come from one another. They come from God.
Isn't that a mob rules type of mentality?
Yeah, mob rule is democracy. And by the way, a republic is very similar to a democracy. A republic is just a slightly slower operation than a democracy. Hey, Wayne, I want to thank you very much for calling in. And so I'm excited that Alan Keyes is on the ballot out there in California.
Yeah, he is on the ballot, and I'm going to vote for him, actually, Bob. You know, I was thinking about it. And I'm also voting, any Californians listening out there, vote yes on Proposition 8.
All right. Hey, Wayne, thank you so very much.
All right,
May
buddy.
God bless you. Appreciate that. California is attempting to defend marriage as an institution between one man and one woman. And so, hey, that's great, right? And John McCain, what? The federal marriage amendment to define marriage as between one man and one woman? John McCain voted against it. He voted against it, just like Barack Obama voted against it. So John McCain will play both sides of the argument, knowing that Christians are the biggest fools, the most gullible. And so he could support child killing and tell us during the primary that he's against abortion. And we'll say, oh, look, he's against abortion. Who was it said to me, Cindy McCain is a born-again Christian? It's like, what are you talking about? At least this time around, they're not saying that John McCain is a Christian. Are they? Some actually are. Hardly, almost no one. And in the past, we've had to put up with that kind of insult, too. Oh, you know, he's a born-again Christian. You know, he just got saved. Like Newt Gingrich goes on James Dobson's radio program because he was toying with running for president, and he repented for adultery. I mean, just out of the blue. He goes on Dobson to announce Well, because he's thinking about running for president, and he repents for adultery. See, it was his primary repentance, and it was a campaign conversion. It's make-believe. But we are naive, and the Bible warns us. Jesus warned us against wolves in sheep's clothing, and you know what we do? We help to dress the wolf up in sheep's clothing. We dress the wolf up in sheep's clothing, and we feed him, and we invite him into the flock so he can destroy the flock. He can consume the flock from within. That's what we do. Got a wonderful letter from Johnny from California saying, thank you so much for Bob and Yart Live. And I've used what I've learned to teach some of my coworkers against voting for pro-aborts like Barack Obama and John McCain. Hey, that's pretty cool. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Out in West Hollywood, we have a fool who's taken a life-size doll of Sarah Palin and has hung her in effigy from his front porch. And that, I think that's criminal. To put a noose around, say you put a noose around Barack Obama's neck and hang him up as though you're what? You're joking about lynching a black man or killing a presidential candidate? That's threats. It's like incitement to riot. It's wrong. It's criminal. Now, in this particular CBS News story about Sarah Palin being hung in effigy in West Hollywood, they're saying that the homosexual community there is upset with her. And I'm thinking, boy, that's because CBS News doesn't know how to report. Because they could have reported that Sarah Palin gave homosexuals their most significant victory in the state of Alaska. She basically single-handedly gave them same-sex benefits, marriage-like financial benefits and employment benefits to same-sex partners in the state of Alaska. The Alaska State Legislature voted against. They passed a law, and it said that we will not be forced into giving benefits to homosexual partners in the state of Alaska, and Sarah Palin vetoed that law. She went against the state legislature. She went against the people of Alaska when they voted against same-sex marriage a few years earlier, and she went against God creating them male and female. Jesus Christ said God created them male and female. So she went against all that to what? Demonstrate that she is a courageous leader with Christian values? No, it was the single greatest victory given by an executive in the state of Alaska to homosexuals. So in West Hollywood, I mean, they're on drugs anyway. They don't know what they're talking about. You think at least CBS News would have reported this radically pro-homo executive action, this veto from Governor Sarah Palin. But they haven't. And so I get literature from Christians constantly. I mean, right here. I just opened this right before the show. This. Judeo-Christian View, same-sex unions, John McCain, and Barack Obama. Barack Obama, he opposes the federal marriage amendment. Well, guess what, guys? So did John McCain. And they assume Christians are fools because Christians are fools. That's why they assume that. They spend millions of dollars knowing that we're gullible. The phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. By the way, Politico admitted it here on Bob and Yart Live. We explain why John McCain got the nomination and why Bob Dole 12 years ago, right when Wayne from Temecula, California, called in 12 years ago, the Republican candidate was Bob Dole. Bob Dole doesn't need this. It was Bob Dole. And we explained, how did Bob Dole get the, what was he, 73 years old? I mean, he practically slept through the entire campaign. And how did Bob Dole get the nomination? It's because USA Today quoted him as the darling of the Republican Party, the statesman for the whole nation for years leading up to the election. And now today, Politico, with an article out about the McCain Obama coverage of the media, an article out today, Politico says that McCain had swooning coverage for 10 years from reporters. Now, Politico's coverage has been more pro-Obama, and they admit that, way more pro-Obama stories in the last 2 months than pro-McCain, and they justify it, they claim, but they say that McCain had swooning coverage for 10 years from reporters. He did. So it was the mainstream pro-abortion, pro-homosexual, godless media, liberal media elite that saw John McCain as their guy in the Republican Party. They picked John McCain. So James Dobson says he's violated his pledge. Well, he didn't say that. He just did it. He violated his pledge before God when he said he would never, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, vote for a candidate who has any exceptions to abortion, would kill one innocent child. And John McCain has enough exceptions to fill a school bus every hour, including rape and incest and 1,000 other ways to kill kids with John McCain in the White House. James Dobson has violated his pledge he made when he invoked the name of God. For what? Why did he do it? He's voting for John McCain because ABC News and CBS and NBC and CNN and USA Today and the New York Times and the Washington Post picked John McCain. They did it. Swooning coverage for 10 years from reporters for John McCain. And that's why Christians are dressing up the wolf in sheep's clothing, inviting him into the flock to devour the body of Christ from within. Because if they can get us to disobey God on do not murder, they won. They won. When the body of Christ disobeys God, the enemy wins. And it's not a numbers game. It's not who kills more babies. It's who gets more people to disobey God, to dishonor God. Because then the enemy wins in an unfettered way. Let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYARDS. 1-800-836-9278. In Denver, David, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi, Bob. First, I'd like to thank you for presenting the Christian worldview to your audience in an accurate and godly manner.
Well, I appreciate that, David.
I've been a fan and radio listener to you for a long time. I recently ordered a couple of your products, and I really enjoyed them.
Oh, I'm thrilled. What did you get, by the way?
Focus on the Family 1 and 2. I just started watching the Part 2, and also when you debate the philosophy class.
Oh, yeah. Get Out of the Matrix.
That was really fun. I enjoyed that.
Wasn't that a trip? Sort of horrifying look at a college philosophy class.
Yeah, I've been there, so I can relate to that.
Yeah, but Focus on the Strategy, DVDs 1 and 2. Thank you, David. So what's up? Obama's birth certificate.
Yeah, there's a lawsuit presented by an attorney, he's a Democrat. His name is Berg. This is not a conspiracy. It's an actual lawsuit.
Yeah, he's from Pennsylvania. I'm very familiar with that case.
And he presented, the district court turned down. He's appealing to the Supreme Court. Actually filed. It's on ObamaCrimes.com.
It was thrown out of federal court because the federal judge said that Berg did not have standing as a U.S. citizen. The issue is Berg says that Obama's birth certificate that had not been produced for a long time, that was finally produced after he started an effort in others to say Obama is not a natural-born U.S. citizen. Like in California, Arnold Schwarzenegger is not qualified to run for president.
Right.
Even though he's a naturalized citizen, he could be governor, but he can't run for president. He wasn't a natural-born citizen. So when Obama's campaign put a copy of a live birth certificate up on the internet to quell the rumors, it was viewed as a forgery because under Obama's name, you could make out the name of his sister, which, Maya, I think, his sister.
Yeah.
And so they said, hey, this is a forgery, and it's not a birth certificate. It's a certificate of live birth, and it's obviously a forgery. And so then factcheck.org came out with, they said, no, here it is. We went to the campaign. We got the original, and we inspected it, and that one had a seal on it, which the first one didn't have. So they're different. But factcheck.org is an organization that Obama was intimately involved with in Chicago.
Right. It's owned by liberal Democrats, the Annenberg Foundation.
Yeah, which Obama helped to distribute, what, millions of dollars for them. So it's it comes from an unreliable source.
Right.
So this attorney, Berg, from Pennsylvania, former, what, lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania? Or I forget.
Lifelong Democrat.
Lifelong Democrat. He sued and went to federal court, and the judge said, well, you don't have standing. What does that mean, you don't have standing? If it's the Constitution says you have to be a natural-born citizen, then any voter should have standing. But you know what's right. funny, David? Alan Keyes, that federal judge said, well, a voter, he said, no voter in the country would have standing, which is just a lie. The judges don't care what the Constitution says. Once you don't care what God says about do not murder, you don't care what anything says about anything. You're just going to do what feels right to you, and that's it.
Exactly.
And so, but Alan Keyes, he's not a voter. He's a presidential candidate. So that would be funny if Berg would add Alan Keyes to the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
What do you think will happen from that lawsuit?
I think we will have years of angry people, like we've had years of the liberals saying Bush stole the election. Now we're going to have years of conservatives saying Obama stole the election. And that's that's what I think will happen.
Sounds pretty accurate.
Hey, David, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks, Bob.
May God bless you. Appreciate that. 1-800-8-NUR. It's almost too late to call in. 1-800-836-9278. But do you have our catalog? We have a beautiful four-color catalog of all the BEL materials. Now, David just said that he watched our DVD, Get Out of the Matrix, where I went into a college philosophy class and debated the professor and the whole class on whether or not God exists, whether there are absolutes, right and wrong, and it will blow your mind. It will absolutely blow your mind. And I asked the professor during this hour and 15-minute presentation, I asked the professor if it's absolutely wrong for a man to violently rape a woman. And she said, well, that depends on what. And I said, ma'am, you're a fool. You are a fool. Her students were in shock that someone would call her professor a fool. She's a fool. She is a fool. Is it absolutely wrong for the Germans to slaughter the Jews, men, women, and children? I asked a student in the cafeteria of that school. This was in Lansing, Michigan, their local community college. Is it absolutely wrong for the Germans to slaughter the Jews? And she thought about it, and she said, no, 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 not really. That's on the DVD. So you send your kid off to college, beware. If your kid's got to go to college, okay, but I wouldn't advise paying for it. Might as well pay for him to go to a drunken binge with what we get today out of our government-run schools. Hey, we're out of time in Arvada, Colorado, Maranatha Christian Center. Now, that's a great school.